Happy March Madness.
College basketball's grandest stage
where the lights are the brightest.
We're winners. That's what we do.
Wild on us.
I'll tell you who we are. We are geniuses.
Albert Einstein was in the middle of a long flight and becoming extremely bored. So he turns to the passenger next to him and suggests a little game, a friendly competition to help the time fly by faster. What game? The passenger asks. Well, Einstein says, I will ask you a question, and if you don't know the answer, you give me $5. Then you get to ask me a question, and if I don't know the answer, I'll give you $500. Seriously? The passenger said. If I don't know the answer, I only have to give you $5, but if you don't know the answer to my question, you give me $500? That's right, Einstein said. Well, count me in, the passenger replied. You go first. So Einstein thought for a second and then asked the passenger, how many miles is the moon away from the Earth? Man, I have no idea, the passenger said and just reached into his pocket and handed Einstein a $5 bill. Thanks, Einstein said. Now it's your turn. Okay. What goes up a hill with three legs and comes down a hill with four? Einstein quietly sat there and thought and thought, tapping every resource in his genius brain for an answer, and finally just shrugged, reached into his pocket, and gave the man $500. Now it's my turn. But before I ask you my next question, I have to know the answer to your question. What goes up a mountain with three legs and comes down with four? The passenger shrugged. I don't know. Reached into his pocket and gave Einstein $5. Now, who's the genius? I know we say that Einstein's a genius, but I mean, like the comedian Brian Regan says.
You know, they always say Albert Einstein was a genius. Then how come when anyone ever calls you that, it's an insult? You don't know where you parked the car. Good job, Einstein.
Exactly. So what do you think? Is Einstein really a genius? Well, stick around and find out. Because this message is for you. It's for you. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to understand. Einstein.
I'm going to show you how to operate in a spirit.
This is Happy Life Studios.
This message is for you. This message is for you. This message is singular to you. It's not for anybody else. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to understand.
Hey, are you happy?
Now that's a great question.
Does your sun set high? Does your sun set high?
Welcome to Happy Life Studios.
What's up, Happy Lifer? Thanks for joining us today. I am so happy that you did. So you're probably wanting the answer, or at least our opinion, if Einstein is really a genius. But I think that's the wrong question. I think we should be asking, am I a genius? I mean, not me at Happy Life Studios, but I should ask that question of myself. But you ask yourself the question, am I a genius? That's the correct question to ask.
What?
A lot of people would probably consider that an even more ridiculous question than, is Einstein really a genius? I mean, am I a genius? I mean, that's more ridiculous than asking if Einstein was really a genius. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that Einstein's not. I'm not trying to discredit Albert Einstein, but rather I'm trying to credit all mankind. I'm trying to credit you. Einstein was most definitely a genius, but then again, so are you.
You gotta be kidding me.
In fact, if you've been a happy lifer for any time at all, you are a genius.
For reals?
Seriously, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But this whole episode started last week when I was working out, and I watched Seinfeld when I work out at the gym, and I came across this clip, and it reminded me of Einstein. See if you can figure out how.
Not afraid of flying, although many people do have fear of flying.
And I have no argument with that. I think fear of flying is quite rational because human beings cannot fly. Humans have fear of flying, same way fish have fear of driving. You put a fish behind the wheel and they go, this isn't right. I shouldn't be doing this. I don't belong here.
Yeah. Einstein had a quote. I have I've got a quote library, and Einstein is in there a lot. He said some very powerful things. He was a very intelligent man. He was a genius, but he also said some very practical, amazing things, and this quote is one of them. And it reminded me of Jerry Seinfeld's clip that I just played right there. It's kind of a popular quote. I don't know if you've heard it or not, but Einstein said, quote, everyone is a genius. See, Einstein even agrees. You might not take my word for it, but you should take the genius's word for it. Einstein said, quote, everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree or to drive your car, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid, end quote. Everyone's a genius. Not everyone feels like a genius, because oftentimes many of us are a fish out of water. We're a fish that's put into a climate where everyone else is climbing trees. And since we can't climb trees, we not only don't believe that we're not a genius, but we actually believe the opposite. We actually believe that maybe we don't fit, or that we're stupid, or we're just, why am I even here? But a fish climbing a tree is a fish out of water. And many of us feel oftentimes like a fish out of water, but that is a sign of genius. You know what I say? I say, be friends with stupid people. Find as many stupid people as you can, make them your friends, and you'll always look like a genius. But that's not what I'm talking about here, about you being a genius because you surround yourself with people that are less smart, right? That's not what I'm talking about here. You are a genius. I mean, we think of genius being a person with an extremely high IQ, but genius is so much more than that. In the plural, genius is genii. And these are some of the definitions of genii according to Merriam-Webster.com. 1, a person who influences for good or bad. 2, a strong leaning or inclination. 3, a personification or embodiment, especially of a quality or condition. 4, a single, strongly marked capacity or aptitude. Aptitude is defined as a natural ability to do something. Genius is also an adjective defined as showing or suggesting great cleverness, skill, or originality, end quote. So how about it? I mean, do you feel a little bit more like a genius now? Have you ever influenced somebody for good or bad? Have you ever had a strong leaning or inclination? Have you ever had you personify a quality, a good quality? Have you ever showed great cleverness, skill, or originality? Like I said, a genius oftentimes is a fish out of water. And you put that fish back in water and let them swim, they'll show you that they're genius. They might not be genius in the area that they're in right now, but oftentimes a genius is a fish out of water. They suggest originality. So like I said, and like, well, I should say, like Merriam-Webster.com said, that genius is so much more than just high intelligence. Merriam-Webster went on to say, quote, today, the word genius tends to carry cerebral connotations rather than spiritual ones. But the word has its origin in ancient Roman religion, in which the genius, from the Latin gignara, to beget, was originally a spirit who gave continuity to a family or clan over generations, and later the attendant spirit of a person or place. When genius first made its home in the English language in the 14th century, it carried this attendant spirit meaning. Over time, the word developed the extended sense of, quote, an identifying character or spirit. A meaning inspired by the fact that part of a genius's role was to protect a person's moral character. I'll read that part again. Part of a genius's role back in the day was to protect a person's moral character. Later, genius came to refer to both remarkable talent or intelligence. End quote. A genius's role was to protect a person's moral character. It wasn't until later that we define genius as remarkable intelligence, but talent is in there too. Quote, later genius came to refer to both remarkable talent or intelligence. And just wait. Merriam-Webster has more. They give synonyms for genius and then give the synonym's definition so you can choose the right synonym you're looking for the word genius. Quote, gift, faculty, aptitude, bent, talent, genius, knack, mean a special ability for doing something. So, gift, faculty, aptitude, bent, talent, genius, knack. Those are the synonyms. Gift often implies special favor by God or nature. Faculty applies to an innate or less often acquired ability for a particular accomplishment or function, as in a faculty for remembering names. Aptitude implies a natural liking for some activity and the likelihood of success in it. Bent is nearly equal to aptitude, but it stresses inclination perhaps more than specific ability, like a family with an artistic bent. Merriam-Webster goes on to say, talent suggests a marked natural ability that needs to be developed. Genius suggests impressive, inborn, creative ability. Knack implies a comparatively minor but special ability making for ease and dexterity in performance, such as the knack of getting along. End quote. You're a genius. I'm telling you, you are a genius. And just because someone might be asking you to climb a tree and you can't climb a tree does not make you stupid. It just means you're a fish out of water. But there is something that every one of us does. There is a talent that every one of us has. There's an innate ability that has been given to every one of us when we were created that says that we're a genius. I mean, just go back to the things that Merriam-Webster said there. They said that genius is a special ability for doing something. Do you have that? A special ability for doing something? A special favor by God. And many of you are favored by God. I would argue that all of us are favored by God. That's genius. An innate ability. Do you have an innate ability for something? For a particular accomplishment or function? Yeah, you do. You're a genius. A natural liking for some activity and the likelihood of success in it. That's genius. The natural ability that needs to be developed. A creative ability. The knack of getting along. Genius. That's what you are. And it's important to hear that because when you believe you're a genius, you start to act like a genius. You are a genius. Everyone is a genius. Einstein said that way before I ever said it. But you are a genius. I especially like the last synonym, knack, that Merriam-Webster was talking about. Because if you've been a happy lifer, like I said, for long, or even if you've been one for short, even, you are a genius. He said that knack implies the knack of getting along. We talk about that knack of getting along a lot. We don't use those words, but we talk about it a lot. I mean, we end every podcast with make someone happy and you will be happy too. That's the knack of getting along. And it's become an art form that a lot of us have lost, honestly. We've kind of lost that knack of being able to get along with other people. By the way, I think it's fitting that today is the final game of March Madness 2024. So April 8th is the last day of March Madness. I mean, wouldn't that make it April Madness then? March Madness and April Madness? I mean, we might as well be because genius is madness too. And if you don't believe me, check about what these other people have said. I mean, you might not believe me that you're a genius, but Einstein said that you are. Everybody's a genius. You might not believe me when I say that genius is madness, but E.B. White says that, quote, genius is more often found in a cracked pot than in a whole one. Wow. Do you ever feel like a crackpot? That's a term we used to use way back when I was a kid, but I felt like that a lot. But E.B. White here says that's where genius is found, in the crackpots. We look at our brokenness. We look at our cracks. We look at our failures and our faults. That's what a crack is. It's a fault, right? It's a fault line. We tend to see that. Genius is often found in the cracked pot more than in the whole one. And I don't know why we try so hard to always be, I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't try to better ourselves and to get better and to fix our situation, our problem. I'm always trying to improve myself, right? But I'm still a cracked pot. I'm still flawed. But that's okay, because genius is usually found in the cracked pot instead of the whole one. Aristotle said that there is no great genius without some touch of madness. And going back to the cracked pot, Marilyn Monroe, famous actress from back in the day, said, "Imperfection is beauty." The cracked pot, that's imperfection. Marilyn Monroe said, "Imperfection is beauty." Then she goes on to say, "Madness is genius, and it's better to be absolutely ridiculous than absolutely boring," end quote. Genius is madness. William Hazlitt said, "Rules and models destroy genius and art." And oftentimes it's those rules that get in the way. It's those rules we have to follow. It's those mores. It's like, this is how you're supposed to look. This is how, if you were a genius, if you were successful, you would look like this. You would have a bank account like this, or you would have a car like this, or those kind of rules and models destroy genius and art, as William Hazlitt says. And I agree. So genius is madness, but genius is simple. E.F. Schumacher said, "Any intelligent fool can make things bigger and more complex. It takes a touch of genius and a lot of courage to move in the opposite direction," end quote. I think genius is when you can take a complex thing and you can make it simple so that anybody can understand it. Henry David Thoreau said, "What is called genius is the abundance of life and health." And I'm not just talking about physical life and health. I'm talking about emotional, mental, spiritual life and health. That's genius, to just have an abundance of life, an abundance of health, mental health, social health. That's genius, according to Henry David Thoreau. Aldous Huxley said, "The secret of genius is to carry the spirit of the child into old age, which means never losing your enthusiasm," end quote. Abundance of life and health. That's genius. Being like a kid where we never lose our enthusiasm for life. That's a happy lifer right there. That's what happy life embodies. So genius is madness. Genius is simple. Genius also recognizes genius. Arthur Conan Doyle said, "Mediocrity knows nothing higher than itself, but talent instantly recognizes genius." And Bill Watterson said, "Genius is never understood in its own time." Man, that's a whole podcast on that quote right there. Genius is also work. Thomas Edison said, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. Genius takes work." Isaac Newton said, "Genius is patience." And Michelangelo said, "Genius is eternal patience." Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Common sense is genius dressed in its working clothes." And I think we tend to think that genius is always, it looks like something else, but common sense is genius dressed in its working clothes. Common sense, it fits in with what we've been talking about, what Merriam-Webster was talking about. Common sense is genius. I like what Marcus Garvey said. "God and nature first made us what we are, and then out of our own created genius, we make ourselves what we want to be. Follow always that great law. Let the sky and God be our limit and eternity our measurement," end quote. We make ourselves what we want to be. That's genius. Are you trying to better yourself? Are you trying to become the person that you want to be? Now, I'm not talking about a fish trying to teach yourself how to climb a tree. I'm not talking about that. But are you bettering yourself in your talents, in your skills? By the way, next week I want to continue this on, and I'm working on an interview that I want to do with somebody about this very topic, of like, what do you do if you are a fish that's out of water? if you are a fish that's asked to climb a tree, or you're a monkey that's been asked to swim, right? What do you do in that situation if you're into work? I want to talk about that next week, so I hope I can pull that one off for you. But I'm still in the process of nailing that interview down. If not, I'll just talk about it myself. So next week, we'll talk about what do you do if you're in a job where you're not in your gift mix, you're not in your gift set. You're a genius, but you're a fish that's been asked to climb a tree. We'll talk about that next week. At least that's the plan. And I really like what Walt Whitman said, and I think it fits perfectly with our time right now. The genius of the United States is not best or most in its executives or legislatures, nor in its ambassadors or authors or colleges or churches or parlors, nor even in its newspapers or inventors, but always most in the common people. We keep looking to other people. We think the politicians are there to change our world, or that, you know, the people in power are there to change our world. Walt Whitman says the genius is in the common people. It's up to us to change our world. And how do we do that? We do that by loving people. We do that by helping people. We do that by doing the genius of all the genius that we've talked about. It'd be good to listen to this episode again and just go down all those things that a genius is. Just be genius and be you. Just be you and be genius, because you are genius. And when you have an ability to help other people, a knack to help other people get along with each other, when you have an ability or skill that you can use to help somebody else out in their life, to bring some happy to your world, to bring some hope to your social media platforms, that's genius. So genius is madness. Genius is simple. Genius recognizes genius. Genius is work. And genius is you. You are a genius. And whether you feel like it or not, doesn't change the fact. You just simply might be a fish out of water right now. A fish that's been asked to drive the car or to climb a tree. Just because you can't do that task does not mean that you are not genius. Genius is you. You are a genius.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
Thanks for listening. I hope that helped. Remember, life isn't perfect, but that doesn't mean it can't be happy.
D-Base.